You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Tonight we begin a new 7-week series. I've got all my messages all typed and ready to go. Well, the secretary does, but I haven't preached all summer on Wednesday night. I've been to every summer service, but we've had 14 men on our staff preach for 14 weeks, and I'm not really happy with those guys. Everyone hit a home run and did such a good job, and so I'm a little nervous in their presence tonight. The other fellows that are out here, they did a wonderful job. Tonight I'm going to look at, for 7 weeks with you, on the attributes of a good Christian. You know, more than anything else in life, I want to be a good Christian. I really do. I want to be, I'm not a good Christian. Oh, wretched man that I am. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the path I love. But I want to be a good tither. That's a good Christian. I want to be a good tither. I want to invest every dime my wife and I have. We want to invest in this, and we're both together on that. Amen. We're investing an enormous amount, more last year than any other year. We're going to give more this year than any other year. And I'm just so very excited about 53 years of marriage, and we've tithed every single service. We've given to missions every single week. We've given to every building project, every school project, every college project, every radio project, every bus project, every project we've given to, every building project. But I want to be a good tither. I want to be a good student of the Word of God. I want to study the Word of God and know this book more than ever. I want to be a great prayer warrior. I'm none of these things. I'm not as great as I should be. But I really want to be a great prayer warrior, meeting God in prayer and talking to God about your students, your children that are here, that God would reveal himself to. Wouldn't it be great if God would reveal himself to your son? He's coming in here to take English 99 for no credit, and God's going to call him to preach, and God's going to put his hand of anointing on him. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's chosen me to preach the gospel. Won't that be a great thing, that your son's going to go to the mission field? Your daughter's going to get married. Won't it be great? Amen. Kind of weak on the great there, but she'll get married. I want to be a good Christian and have all my sins confessed. I want to be a good Christian and walk humbly before God and before man. Those are not the series that I'm talking about, but I think those are attributes of a good Christian. Brother Martinez, tonight the attribute is, it's amazing, we got the same tie on. It's amazing, I couldn't find my pocket square like that, but I'll borrow yours afterwards. But it's amazing to sing about coming again. Because great Christians, a great attribute of a child of God that loves God is always talking about the second coming of Christ. Always talking about it. When I was a boy, I can remember two men in our church, and I was probably about 8 or 9, and you would talk to him in a conversation, and within about a minute or two or three, they'd be talking about, well, you know, Brother Jack, the Lord's coming again. And they got going on that every time. And Brother Whitlow, they would quote me scripture. The Lord's, I said, I know he's coming again. And I get scared. I lay in bed at night. I think, don't come tonight. I want to get my driver's license. Don't come tonight. I want to get married. Now I'm praying, God, come tonight. Let's have you come. I got my license. I got my wife. But those two men would talk about the Lord all the time. I think when I worked at the Great Berean Baptist Church, there was a man, there was more than one, but I think of one man that would, he would always talk, well, Brother Jack, the Lord's coming again. He's coming again, son. And in this church, I have so many of you talking. Here's a lady from Alabama here today, and she said, Brother Martinez, he talked about the Lord's, well, that's a mark of a good Christian. Marvelous message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. wonderful word of the King that Jesus is coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but it's going to be soon. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come. I will go home. It may be today. In high school over here, about 15 minutes from there, we grew up and we'd sang this song so often on youth hour. Just a little longer and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer and we'll all be glory bound. Look away to Jesus, your redemption draweth nigh. Just a little longer, we're going to meet him in the sky. The Heavenly Father is going to turn to the Son and say, Son, go get my children. Go get them. Because his wrath is going to be poured on a planet Earth, and God's people will never face the wrath of God. Titus chapter 2 tonight, we'll look at several verses. Titus chapter 2, I would like you to read with me chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, especially verse 13. 12 and 13, ready, begin. Teaching us that denying ungodliness
and worldliness,
looking for that blessed hope. What a hope we have in Jesus. Turn with me to 2 Peter, please. In 2 Peter, as you turn to 2 Peter, let's go to chapter number 3, please. 2 Peter 3. I'm so thankful that we have a Savior that's going to rescue us. Chapter 3, verse 12. Let's read it with energy, like we mean it. Chapter 3, verse 12. Ready? Begin. Looking for. Turn with me to that favorite passage of all of ours, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Thessalonians is by all the T books. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13. We'll begin in verse 13 and let's read verse 13 through 18 together. Ready? Begin. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Amen. Will you put a marker? Excuse me, I cut you off, did I not? Did I cut you off? Turn with me if you keep put a marker there. We're coming right back to that text in chapter number 4 of the book of Revelation. After this I looked and beheld a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. And I will show thee the things that shall be here that after. This is the rapture of the church. The church is not mentioned in the book of Revelation to the very last chapter. The next time you find the church is Revelation 22, verse number 16. All the 21 judgments, the seal judgments, the trumpet judgment, all 21 judgments are going to fall on mankind. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8, God hath not appointed us to wrath. God's people have never seen the wrath of God. God made sure that Noah had a boat to escape. God makes sure that you and I are going to have an opportunity when the trump sounds and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God shall say, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air. Wherefore shall we ever be? He is coming again. He is coming again. This very same Jesus, rejected of men. Turn back with me, if you will, to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. In that chapter number 4, you see 12 times the word throne in that chapter. God takes the scene from heaven, from earth, where the seven churches were, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and he moves it to heaven. Come up hither. I was preaching in a church recently, and not this message, I was preaching recently about the rapture of the church, and I found out that there were a lot of mid-trib people there, and I didn't even know it. I preached, and the pastor told me on the way to the car, I was getting in the car to drive home. I said, well, praise God for that, because they heard tonight I'm not mid-trib. Amen. I believe God's going to rescue us from this planet Earth, and God's going to take us home to be with Him. We're going to be with Him for 7 years. We'll have the Bema Seat Judgment of Christ and the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. It's going to be wonderful. Turn back with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, please. I want you to see this tonight. In verse number 16, for the Lord, what's the next word? He's coming for us. He's not sending anyone else. The Lord Himself. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. God loves you, child of God, today. He does not want you to go through His wrath. His wrath is going to be an awful time when rivers are turned to blood. I mentioned Sunday, and I'll not go through all of it, but I mentioned Sunday how that Russia is in the news every day. Russia needs that Black Sea. That Black Sea is mostly all frozen, but there's waterways that go through there, and Russia needs it because Russia is going to come down from the north and invade into Israel. They can't get down there through the water unless they get more land, and that's going to be part of the deal. All this agreement, and Ukraine says, we don't want to give any land up. But somehow it seems like that's part of the deal. If they don't get it now, they're going to get it very soon because they've got to have it. They've got to have it. And Putin wants it. I don't know if he knows what he's doing, but he wants that land. And he wants to one day invade Israel. China wants to invade Israel with their 200 million soldiers. And Egypt wants to invade from the south coming up. And the Mediterranean and all the European carbon market, they want to invade from the west. And they're going to come to gather together. Oh, but child of God, we'll be gone. Thank God, the Lord Himself. I'm glad Jesus is not sending an emissary or anybody else like that. I'm glad He's not sending an ambassador. I'm glad He's not sending a church, but the Lord Himself. Amen. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. We sing about, I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's all good. But I wonder how long I just want to gaze on Jesus. I want to see my mom and dad so much. My father-in-law, my wife's mom, who died 55 years ago, October 4th. I want to see your mom. She wasn't at our wedding. I want to see all these people. But like Fanny Crosby said, as she wrote blindly, I want to see my Savior first of all. Before on any others I would call. I want to see those hands that were wounded for me. I want to see the marks. I want to see that white hair of His. I want to thank Him for all eternity that He redeemed me. He saved me. 69 years ago, God reached down and saved my sorry soul. God saved my soul. God wrote my name in the book of life. The Lord Himself. Are you talking about the Lord today? Are you talking about His soon return? Are you talking that maybe today my Savior will come for me? Secondly, He's going to come. The Bible says He'll descend from heaven with a shout. He's got something to shout about. We've got something to shout about. He is coming again. He's coming again. It may be morning, it may be noon, but it may be evening, and it will be so. The Lord Himself will shout the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. I played trumpet from, I think, second or third grade, all the way through my sophomore year in college. I haven't played a trumpet in 55 years. I don't think I could play it anymore. But I played that trumpet all the time. And I always thought, I looked at this verse, I'm glad I played the trumpet. Now, nothing wrong with you flutes. Nothing wrong with you stringed instruments. Nothing wrong with you pianists and organists. But the trump of God. The trump is the loudest of all the instruments. And it's going to be heard around the globe. The trump of God. Look what the Bible says. And we which are alive. Well, verse number 16. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. I always read that and think of your dad, Brother Wally Davis. Laid to rest out here in Santa Clara. I always think that he's going to precede me in death, but we're going to go together. In a twinkling of an eye. A twinkle, you cannot measure a twinkling of an eye. It's not a blink. A blink you can measure. You cannot measure this. We're here, we're there. Now think of this. We're studying next Wednesday in elementary chapel. My message is all year on the solar system. We begin with the sun. The sun is a star. It's so close to us, it's only 93 million miles away. But you could fit 100 million Earths inside the sun. But the stars in heaven are bigger than the suns. You can fit millions and billions of suns in the stars. Our Milky Way galaxy has about 200 to 400 billion stars in it. And that's just one of billions of Milky Ways. And God says in a blinking of a blink, I'm going to go from here to there. I'm passing the moon. I'm passing Jupiter. I'm passing Mars. I'm passing them all, and I'm going home to be with Jesus for all eternity. The Bible says in verse number 17, then shall we which are alive and remain be caught up together. So Wally Davis, you're not going to beat me. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. John 14, turn with me there, please. In closing, I want you to go with me to John 14. In John 14, let's read verses 1 through 6. Ready? Begin. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Verse 3 says, I go and prepare a place for you. He's preparing that place. If we were to look at Matthew 24 and 25, it talks about in these last days, there's going to be family problems. Verse 12, brothers will rise against brothers and hate one another, and children against parents. We live in that day today. The home has fallen apart. The answer is a godly Christian home. You find in that text that there'll be false prophets arising. You know, I look at our preachers today, many of them fundamental preachers. They spend more time fighting what's wrong than what's right. They'll spend all their time telling you how bad the King James Bible is. They'll spend all their time preaching against separation and holiness. They'll spend their time preaching against the Sunday school and Sunday night and prayer meeting. They'll waste their time fighting on compromise and worldly music and old time religion. I want to fight for the things that God wants me to fight for. Amen. Because He's coming again. Amen. Son, go bring my children home. Amen. For I want them gathered round my throne. God wants us in His presence. Some golden daybreak, Amen. Jesus will come. Yes, some golden daybreak. Then let's listen. School days all ended. Amen. No more English 99. Amen. Heaven will open. Yep. Jesus will come. I can remember that song maybe more than any other one. I can remember singing that in our church. And that little tiny, it wasn't the size of this platform. And no electricity. I'd sit next to my dad, and my mother sang so loud, alto. My dad sang so loud. And so I sang loud. And my wife says, I'm probably the loudest person she knows. But I remember singing that song, some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, all will be done. It's all going to be over. We're so close. I know my grandfathers, both of my grandfathers in the 40s, in the 30s, excuse me, my one grandfather died in the late 30s, and the 40s and 50s. They were Germans, and they'd preach. And my mother would remind me all the time how they'd preach about the Lord coming again. And she said, you know, they thought that was bad 70 years ago. 80 years ago, 90 years ago. You think of what it must be like today if they came back to see it today. We've got every gender being identified as good people. People fighting for abortion. People fighting for sin. What a day. You know that song, and I close with, we shall behold Him. We shall behold Him. Face to face in all of His glory. I'm going to see the King. And if you know Him as Savior, you are too. That's an attribute of a good Christian. They talk about the Lord all. He's coming again, you know, Brother Jack. You know He's coming again. You know, the Bible says, I go to prepare a place. He's preparing His place right now, Brother Jack. You know, the trump of God's going to sound, Brother Jack. It's going to, you know, there's a door opening up in heaven, and God's saying, come on up here. He's coming again.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.